Welcome back to the Patriots Rust Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Mori Bransky at Gillette Stadium on Friday, July 6th. Today we have Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart talking about all the latest moves on the roster, including what's been going on with Ronnie Harrison.
Thank you very much, Laurie. A Patriots roster report. We're just after the 4th of July, and sort of slow here with the Patriots, and as always this time of year, but some reports this week that Rodney Harrison has adjusted his contract, and maybe not a huge deal as far as Rodney is concerned and as far as his contract is concerned, but it's the kind of thing that could have implications for other moves the Patriots might want to make in terms of how much salary cap space they currently have. So, Andy, Tom, what would you say the impact is, if anything, on Rodney Harrison adjusting his contract this week?
Well, it's a big impact on Ronnie Harrison because they basically cut his pay. When you look at the numbers, this was not a transfer it to signing bonus type thing. By all reports, it was basically a pay cut that he took. He can earn some of it back in incentives, but they sliced some of his pay, cut his salary cap number. I mean, the obvious one you look to would be the Asante Samuel situation. They didn't necessarily need money to sign him because, for the most part, unless they do some sort of, you know, give him a heavy roster bonus for this year, or a heavy reporting bonus, his salary cap number should go down, because a long-term deal, you'd go down from that 7.79 figure to a more palatable number. But, you know, I guess that would be the one option, that maybe they're thinking, well, maybe we can sign him. Maybe we'll use the extra cap space we have right now and give him, Tom, you remember, I think it was Winfield, who a couple years ago when he went to the Vikings, they gave him a pretty good contract, and the bulk of the money came up front. It was like a roster bonus of
if the team has
million
the room at the time,
right,
you
and
might
that's
as
what
well
they
take
had.
Advantage of it.
They were heading, you know, they said, we have a lot of cap room this year. Why don't we just use it? We'll give him $10 million up front. We don't have to worry about it in future years. So that would be the one thing maybe they could do. Otherwise, I don't really know why you'd do it, except you just don't think Rodney Harrison's worth the money anymore.
Yeah, I think it is interesting because, like you said, they had cap room.
Right.
But if they're going to use that for Samuel, the other thing is I would never bet against Rodney Harrison, and I root for him because I think he's a great guy. I don't know if he's going to play 16 games
right
this year.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the wear and tear of those injuries might be catching up to him along with his age. So maybe that's why they put it in incentives, because he's probably not going to get there. Rodney wants to stay here. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. So it kind of works out both ways.
I just wonder how it came about, though. That's the interesting thing from the Harrison perspective. If the team comes to you, through your agent most likely knows that the team is not up against a salary cap, doesn't need the money for any specific maneuver, and yet they're asking you to trim down your number. I think that's an interesting situation, and I wonder if there was any sort of stiff-arming, I guess I'd call it, from the Patriots.
Well, and wouldn't you say that did happen, and they were like, you know, we want you to take a pay cut. I don't think he really wants to play anywhere else. He's probably got 1 year.
Right.
That's he wants to stay here.
Ending, right.
He knows he's got a good chance
right
of winning a Super Bowl here, so maybe it was one hand washes the other,
right,
and they helped each other out.
That's certainly the leverage the Patriots would have.
Yeah.
He couldn't find a better situation for himself. He's comfortable here, knows the system, and he's on potentially the best team in football,
right,
where he could add a ring and who knows, you know, you go off into the sunset.
And the time, you know, the time that you see salary cap restructurings or a need to get below the salary cap is either right on the brink of free agency when you're going to be signing big money guys, or like when Tom Brady adjusted his salary the week that they were signing or trading for and readjusting the contract of Randy Moss. There's a specific, this is leading to that. So it is interesting to see what the impact might be.
And now, I guess we could also consider just other people, you know, giving Ty Warren an extension,
well,
or take one of the other younger players you might want to lock up long term and do something there. But it's a little weird because they had cap room. They
right
weren't, with regardless of what they might do, they weren't up
and
against
it wasn't a huge move. It wasn't
right
like Tom Brady cutting down $2 million.
Right. It was $700,000. And these are reports
a little
that
quizzical
we saw this week in the Globe. Coming out today, the Globe was,
right,
I believe. Now, the other thing is, and even before this Harrison adjustment, they had enough cap room for their rookies, and
yeah,
we haven't seen any rookies signing. But this is the period of time, this month, when we start seeing rookies draft picks sign. And Greg Olsen of the Bears earlier this week was the first of this year's first round picks to sign. Now, last year, the entire Patriots draft class signed between July 11th and July 27th. July 27th being the day before before training camp, and that was Lawrence Maroney. He signed right before training camp began. Are you guys getting any indications on, are we on the verge of seeing a Brandon Merriweather or anyone else signing? Obviously, Merriweather is the biggest one and really the only major impact guy who, if he isn't around for training camp, would be an issue.
No, my guess would be, and I haven't heard anything, but my guess would be he'll come down that week before training camp. You'll start to see the Mike Elgins and the Clint Oldenburg guys start signing in the next week or two here. But Merriweather, even him, you know, I know, you know, obviously Maroney came down to it a little bit last year, but I really don't foresee any issues. I mean, they're pretty well slotted these days. You get sometimes. Occasionally, you get a quarterback or a skill position player that thinks they're more valuable.
But once you're dealing in the 20s,
yeah, when you're in the 20s and a safety,
like
the
Cleveland Browns,
Brady
may have some
Quinn,
issues. Right, and even Joe Thomas, it seems, might be some issues there. But the Patriots, as long as you're doing well and you're drafting low, the difference between, you know, if they're looking at basing it on what last year's 24th pick was, what's it going to be? The difference of a couple hundred thousand dollars,
maybe
it's going to happen. Right. The Benjamin Watson situations are few and far between, and we all know how that one worked out. He ended up changing agents. Benjamin Watson pretty much was on the side of the Patriots when it came to how do we want to structure this deal. It was the agent that had a problem.
And you can't have those issues anymore because those have been done away with by the collective bargaining agreement. 6 years for the first half of the first round. 5 years for the back end of the first round, so you'll see Merriweather sign a 5-year deal, and then 4 years is the max going beyond that in the draft. So they sort of did away with that in the CBA. So, yeah, I really don't see any issues there.
Right. So the big, as we move forward, we're now 3 weeks, exactly 3 weeks from training camp. As we look at the roster, the big things to look at are, you know, whether these draft picks, when these draft picks sign, the Asante Samuel situation, which, you know, we'll continue to monitor as the these next few weeks go by, and seeing whether Rodney Harrison's salary adjustment has any impact on any other minor or major moves Bill Belichick and the Patriots might be making. But no actual transactions of note this week, but we will, of course, continue to monitor that and come to you each week with a Patriots roster report leading up to training camp. So for Andy Hart and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. That wraps up this edition. Let's go back to Laura.
Thanks once again, guys. Don't forget to keep joining us every Friday right here on Patriots.com for a brand new Patriots roster report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!